This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Saturday edition. We are here to take your call. Should you wish to join the show, to bring up whatever you want to discuss, the refugee situation is sort of the hot topic here tonight. And what we started out the show with was a great piece from Reason.com that basically sort of compared the current fear-mongering situation about the Syrian refugees, the idea being that they could be ISIS. Versus what happened back in the late 30s and or the early 40s during World War II, where people in America thought that the Jewish refugees could be Nazis. And the same kind of fear-mongering was going on. So the more things change, the more they stay the same in that way.
With you, that's how humans are.
It's Ian here, by the way.
And Mark.
And let's go right back into your calls and thoughts. And then if we get the chance, Mark, you've got an interesting piece from RelevantMagazine.com about the 12 verses from the Bible, and I don't like reading Bible verses. I really don't. But I think this is interesting because it's you know what the Bible says about how to treat refugees. And of course, a lot of the people that are promulgating the fear about the Syrian refugees, aka the Muslims, because most of them are Muslim, would probably identify themselves as American Christians. So what does the Bible actually say about how to treat the refugees? I want to get into that, but let's go to your calls and thoughts first. First up, it's Jim in Tallahassee. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening. First of all, you asked earlier, what would Jesus do?
Yeah.
I believe Jesus would bring up the Good Samaritan, and the Good Samaritan helped the man, but he didn't take him home. He put him in a hotel, gave the guy a little money, and said, help him out and then send him on his way. He did not take him home. Then I would also say that why would you bring people to the United States who never intend on assimilating?
How do you know what they intend to do?
Yeah, how do you know them? How do you know that? Have you talked to them?
Because they believe in Sharia law. They will not ever. I mean, they believe they will. They want Sharia law in the communities here that are mostly Muslim. There's already been movements. So they want to be allowed to live under Sharia law.
You know what Sharia law is?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, what is it?
Yes, it's a religious law, and it's what most of these, Afghanistan, they just did a Pew. Pew just did a study. 11 countries, Muslim countries, all of them, vast majority of people want and approve of Sharia law.
Yeah, and Sharia law is not Sharia something that applies to non-Muslims.
They want, dude, do you think that they won't attack a woman once they're in the majority in a town?
Yeah, Muslims are peaceful people.
Without a hood? No, they're not evil people.
No, I said they're peaceful people, and yeah, they're not evil people.
It's a different culture. It's a different culture, and they never intend to.
America has all kinds of different cultures. Look, Sharia, we've actually talked
to Muslims. I can tell you what. If somebody's in the majority and attacks my wife, dude, I'm going to shoot him in the face. Listen to me. Listen to me. You have nothing to worry about. They're not going to go around attacking women for not wearing veils.
But you know what?
This is ridiculous.
Saudi Arabia has a tent city that can hold over 1 million people in luxury tents. How many Syrians have they allowed in Saudi Arabia?
I'm baffled by it. I would wish that Saudi Arabia would do that.
Syrians are being brought into Egypt?
Why don't you lead the way by showing some compassion for some people who are trying to escape a deadly situation?
Compassion is forcing our Saudi allies
no.
to take care of their...
The words force and compassion do not go hand in hand. You cannot have forced compassion, sir.
Say, hey, you want our help, and you help this. But, okay, you know...
Look, let's go back to what you originally were claiming, which is nonsense. That is that Sharia law would somehow be enforced on people. Look, have you ever actually talked to a Muslim?
Okay. Have
you ever talked to a Muslim?
Yes, I have, and I've read the Quran.
When was it? Really? That's
the
great.
Whole thing, cover to cover, or are you just talking about one verse?
No, let me ask you a question. I don't want to argue.
I've read the Quran as well.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Okay, my question is, do you think that communities here should be allowed to exist under a separate legal system?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that you should be able to have a set of religious rules.
Radio before? You can't say the F word.
Okay, so here's a little lesson on Sharia law. I know it's this big, scary bugbear out there, but Sharia law has to do with rules for Muslims. By Muslims.
Religious rules for Muslims.
It has little to nothing to do with you. Just to do with them. So, yes, you should be able to have your own set of extra legal rules. You can call them laws if that's what you want. Like, the Old Testament has laws. Do we tell the Jews they can't follow the Old Testament? I mean, really, what kind of nutty place would do that?
Yeah. We've actually, you know, we've had a Muslim on our show on multiple occasions.
I think that Islam is any better than Christianity. I don't. I really think
they're very similar, actually.
Yeah, Muhammad only intended Islam to be sort of an addition to the religion of the book.
It's a correction, basically.
Yeah, that's the
Bible.
Idea. But either way, I don't. You know, for me, these are Bronze Age interpretations of people's view of God. I could care less about them. Yes, I know there's a big team sport thing. Christians are better than Muslims. Muslims are better than Christians. I know that there are people out there that are having that argument. I don't care about your stinking religious arguments. What I care about is understanding. I want to know what they think. I know what Christians think. I was raised that way. I want to know what the Muslims think. And I want to know, are they dangerous? Are there dangerous Muslims? There certainly are. There are dangerous Christians.
Yes.
I was in prison at one point. The vast majority of people in there self-identified as Christians. Now, Christians are going to say, no, not like us. But you know, why in the world would I judge the world's population on bad Christians that I've met? Christian population on bad Christians I've met? If I'm going to judge the Muslim population on the bad Muslims I've met.
You want to share your thoughts? Join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to Steve in New Jersey. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi. That guy that we just called, when he says that Muslims want to live under Sharia law, well, Jews want to live under Talmudic law.
Yeah.
You know, when you have the Hasidims, you know, and there are big Jewish populations up in Brooklyn and in Lakewood, there are huge Jewish populations, and they live under their own extra rules.
And they're not forcing it on anyone.
And they're not forcing it on anybody, not at all. The only thing that bothers me is that, you know, people in Lakewood, because they are synagogue and all of that, they don't pay taxes, but yet
the churches
still take their... Yeah, I know, and that tends to bother me a little bit, too. But
well, I don't think you should pay taxes either. I don't think anyone should.
Well, I agree with you there.
Okay, there you go.
But getting to my point, I don't have a problem with the Syrians coming in. But there was a story that I happened to pick up from somewhere about a person who was a Syrian Christian who was living in Portland, Maine, and two Somali Muslims who were in Portland, Maine, killed this person because he was a Christian. So,
how do you know it was because he was a Christian?
Well, according to the news source, it was because.
Okay.
But
okay. I'm sure it's going to happen. Some people, the rednecks, kill people because they're gays. There's a variety of things that happen, and you know these
deal with those things as they crop
conflicts,
up.
Conflicts, you know, that come up.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Our toll-free number is 855-453. Yeah, I mean, if you bring thousands of people into a place, and we did mention there was a guy who called earlier pointing out that there were like 50,000 Somalis living in Minneapolis, Minnesota. There's also, as I mentioned, and he mentioned Portland, Maine, there is a large Somali population there as well. From that's, I believe, from the same time frame of refugees coming over. And so you got tens of thousands of people or thousands of people living somewhere. Somebody's going to be a criminal, you know, at some point, even if they weren't initially.
People get mad.
Whatever. Right. And, you know, who knows? Maybe it was a drug deal gone bad, and then one guy happened to be a Christian, and they happened to be whatever. Who knows what the details are? Let's deal with them as they come up and have freedom instead.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. Right now, I'm holding a book that could change your life. It will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and you worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at the age of 80, well, you need to read this free book. The reality is, you'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-505-6991. Are you skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-505-6991. That's 1-800-505-6991. 1-800-505-6991.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Also, join us on Skype. It's Skype username LRN.FM. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
If you're online at all, whether you're on Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, Linux, you can use ProXPN to protect yourself online from who, you may ask. Well, there are all kinds of people that might want to spy on what you're doing online. But first and foremost, your own internet service provider. If you're not using ProXPN to encrypt your internet connection, the ISP you're on, your internet service provider, they know everything that you're doing. And you can stop that from happening by using ProXPN. ProXPN.com. Go there to get started. And you can use our code, FTL50, to get 50% off of the regular monthly price when you order their annual account. And by the way, that price, that price break, that 50%, that's good for the lifetime of your account. Code FTL50. ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities online whatsoever. No logs means no logs to turn over to anybody who wants them. And your, of course, your internet service provider will turn over that information to the police. They'll sell that information to other companies or mine the information for their own usage to send you advertising and crap like that. So go to proxpn.com, get started there. And if you are a Bitcoin user, there's some Bitcoin discounts. We'll tell you about that at another time. But our code is FTL50. And that'll save you big time, and it'll help you take back the privacy that is your right at ProXPN.com. And don't forget code FTL50. Let's go to Claire, listening in Delaware. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Claire.
Mark, I love both of your idea on freedom. I'm with you on that, but I think you're so silly and immature on this topic.
Which topic?
Trying to compare the Muslims with the Christians, and you've seen Christians here, and some of them, listen, it's not Christians, it's not Jews, it's not Hindus, it's not any other religion going around the world causing this chaos. So when
there's plenty of Christians in the U.S. military.
Okay, well, wait a minute. Name me the last Christian that's called any terrorism in this country.
The last Christian that caused the terrorism in this country.
Because I can tell you a couple in the Muslims for the last couple weeks, day by day. But tell me the last, let's be fair. Give me the last three Christians that have done terrorism in this country.
So terrorism is a term, right?
Wait a minute. You're not answering. You're going around my question.
There were three people that caught, there were three Christians that caused, that committed crimes in your town today.
Who's that?
So terrorism is just a form of criminality.
Who's that?
I don't know their names. Are you claiming the three Christians did not commit crimes in your town today?
No, not that I'm aware of. Not terrorism crimes.
How big is your town? What is terrorism?
Wait a minute. Well, I'm saying terrorism. Let's stay on topic here, since you compare the Christians to the Muslims.
You don't think that beating your wife at home is terrorism?
Wait a minute. You just said a moment ago you thought that they should be allowed to exist in our country under their religious law.
Absolutely. 100%. I think you should be able to live under your religious law, too, madam.
Wait a minute. Let me give you an example of something, because I'll tell you how innocent you are on this topic. There's a girl, and I'm trying to think of the name of her book, and I think it's In Plain Sight. I can't remember the name of it. And she grew up in, I think, Syria, come to this country. Do you know why she came to this country? Because her uncle, her Muslim uncle, raped her. And she was such a disgrace at 7 years old. Not her, not the uncle. She was a disgrace.
Sure, yeah. I mean, there's definitely a cultural thing that's there that has to do with rape.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, honor killings.
She came over here. Her brother accidentally one day with a pencil poked her in the eye. That was another thing against her. She was a disgrace for the family. She was repeatedly thrown by both parents, and the last ultimate sin she committed, because she was thinking of committing suicide by seventh grade, was she started to cut herself, and then finally she tried to commit suicide. A friend of hers took her to church. She became a Christian. For 4 years she hid it. She even named the mosque in Ohio that said that had she not run away, she would have been killed by the mosque or her parents.
No mosque. No, there's no mosque in America that's going to go killing women.
Oh, please, please, let's stop all this nonsense.
Yes,
you think that it's okay that her parents can treat her like that?
No, I think it's awful. But you do understand that when it takes a while for people to assimilate when they come here.
How many Christians beat their kids?
They're not going to. Listen, it's one thing to give your kid a spanking when they deserve it. It's another for an honor killing. And you are
naive
on this topic.
Oh, I don't hold the same opinion as my partner does. He's trying
that to be terrorism.
Moving the goalposts on this. But what I'm trying to say here is look, these people have had their region messed with by people from the West, probably who call themselves Christians, for decades. The reason that they're destabilized, the reason that radicals tend to rise to power in their area, is because they keep on being destabilized by Western governments. If Western governments would get the hell out of their business, they would stay where they were, generally.
I agree with you. I agree we don't belong over there. I will agree with you. But they are spreading a caliphate, and trust me, this president has no intention of going over there. Are they stopping? We're not bothering them now. Is it stopping them? They're going to destabilize the world, and
I'd like to answer your question, since, Mark, you've been talking to Claire for the most part here. You'd asked about Christians doing terrorism. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Okay, how do you define terrorism? Because we have to understand
terrorism in comparison to the way the Muslims are going around killing innocent people in the world.
It's not a definition of terrorism.
Whether they're other Muslims, whether they're Christians, which they largely are today, are going after the Jews.
That is not a definition of terrorism. So the definition of terrorism is the use of violence and threats to intimidate or coerce, especially for political purposes. Can we agree the definition of terrorism?
What happened to the mall there? Where was it? In Africa, where they not too long ago? What was it just?
I don't want to talk about a mall. I want you to talk about the definition of terrorism.
Wait a minute.
Claire.
Who's doing all this?
You've been yammering on here throughout this entire call, and
Mark,
I want you to come to an agreement with me that we can understand and agree.
Terrorism is going on in the world. It is nothing but the Muslims. It is not.
You are ridiculous, and you don't even understand, madam, what the word terrorism is. You're the one talking down to us, and I put you on hold because you won't stop talking to have an actual conversation. You're the one telling us that we're being immature about this, but you can't even understand or define what terrorism is. You just believe that if a Muslim does violence, that's terrorism. The definition of terrorism is the use of violence and threats to intimidate or coerce, especially for political purposes.
It sounds like the IRS.
That is the definition of what the government does to people in this country and what governments around the world do to people in their countries all around the globe. It's certainly the definition of what the U.S. government does to the people in the Middle East by bombing and killing over there. That is, by definition, textbook terrorism. So you want a list of Christians within the last week who have committed terrorism? Look no further than your local police department and the military barracks. There are plenty of Christians who are committing terrorism on you and I. She's still talking. Go ahead, Claire. Oh, you still there? She hung up. So she was talking the entire time I had put her on hold. So that's what terrorism is. When you use violence to try to influence things, generally, to try to change things. That's what the government does.
Usually terrorism's applied to extra-governmental organizations, right?
Well, of course the government's not going to call them what they do terrorists.
Right. What terrorists are would-be governments. The Islamic State is the best example because they call themselves a state.
The state.
You know, because that's what governments are. They are states. States are organizations that rule ultimately by the Mao Zedong said, political power comes out of the barrel of a gun.
So true.
What happens if you stop obeying, not being violent, but just stop obeying the rules of the government? You don't have to be violent. You don't have to hurt anybody. But if you don't pay your taxes, they'll shoot you, ultimately.
Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, or Skype in at Skype username LRN.FM. It's Free Talk Live.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lock It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle, now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. But the phones are actually loaded up. So if you want to get in, you can also grab us on Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Mark.
Let's go right back to your calls and thoughts. Don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy Free Talk Live, please become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. $5 a month, we take that in, invest it into the show, get on more radio stations, bring the ideas of freedom and liberty to as many people as far and as wide as possible. Sometimes we get called nasty names because of that, like we did earlier tonight. And that's just part of the role of what we do here, you know, because freedom's a scary thing and people feel threatened by it.
So. Yeah. You know, what I want to hear is I want to hear rational conversations. For me, that's what's important. And, you know, fear-mongering, religions, these don't motivate me in many ways.
And if we get the chance, and I doubt we will, but if not, maybe we'll do it tomorrow, the Bible, what it says about how to treat refugees. Because people seem really confused about this. Apparently, you know, bombings and shootings are what they think Jesus was recommending for treating people around the world. And I don't think Jesus would have supported those things. But let's go to you with your calls and thoughts. Stephen, listening in Alabama, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Stephen.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts. I'm good.
Y'all ruffled a few feathers tonight, huh?
It happens.
But
that's what we do for a living.
First time, First time listener, first time caller. I was calling in reference to a statement one of you guys made about anybody who, I guess, see themselves by the color of their skin or something to that effect.
Yeah, you know what? I know what statement you're talking about, and I sort of regretted saying it after I said it. I said that anybody that thinks of themselves as the color of their skin is likely to be a racist or something like that, and that's probably not necessarily the case. But I don't think people should think that way. I mean, I wish we could get rid of the idea of race. I wish we could just all be the human race.
Yeah, I just wanted to give you a different vantage point. You know, I'm a black guy. I live in the South, Southern United States, you know. And to tell you the truth, there hasn't been a day that I've been allowed not to view myself as a black person, you know. At some point, probably multiple times a day, I'm going to be reminded of who I am in America, you know.
What is that like for you? I mean, when you say multiple times a day, give me a few examples. Are people saying things to you that
you're a black guy. I'm a black guy.
That are derogatory, the N-word or whatever? What's that? What are you experiencing?
I mean, people that think they're cracking innocent jokes, references to fried chicken or porch monkey. I mean, all kinds of crazy stuff. I mean, from being followed in the store, being looked at strangely. I'm a fairly large size guy, too, so I'm very aware of that. So I have to do things to make people feel at ease around me, you know. And that's not a unique thing for me. I mean, that's pretty much every black man that I know, you know. And just from even childhood growing up, you know, I had experiences with the police that I'm pretty sure that everybody else don't have to deal with, you know. Driving while black is a real thing, you know.
Yeah. It does seem to be a real thing. But I would say that, you know, like when I was younger, I'd go to Home Depot more often than I do today. And oftentimes somebody would ask me for directions inside the store, usually an older lady. Hey, you know, I don't know how to do this or that. I think they thought I worked there, you know. And I guess it was probably based on the way I looked, to some extent. I usually gave them whatever advice I could give them.
Yep.
And then if they continued to act like I worked there, I'm like, I don't really know. I don't work here, but I'm happy to help in any way I can. Maybe we could find somebody with an orange apron or something like that. You know, like sometimes I guess it's about interpretation to some extent. But I get that probably you've had experiences that cause you to interpret some things that otherwise wouldn't be, you know, interpreted.
And that we can't relate to.
You have to be – I can't afford not to be aware of my appearance, you know.
Especially as a big guy.
And the thing is, you know, people look at all the protests that's happening with the police, you know. It's not because of one incident happening here or there. It's the total of the whole experience, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been choked in the back of a police car for nothing, you know.
Oh, my God.
Calls all kinds of names. I mean, I've been robbed by the police.
How'd that happen?
More than one occasion. First job, you know, no car, walking home. Car pull up, get searched. Okay, what you doing with cash money on you? Well, I just got out of work, I get paid in cash. This don't belong to you, this can't be yours, so I'm taking it. And get out of here.
Yep, that's a straight up robbery.
Somebody got assaulted, so we all mad and angry. No, it's a built up feeling.
Yeah, man, I definitely understand where you're coming from. I mean, as much as I can, right? Like, I can't put myself completely in your shoes, but I'm horrified that things like that happen, and it's despicable. Not to say that they wouldn't have robbed some, you know, punk white kid or whatever that, you know, a drug dealing white kid or something like that of their drugs. I mean, they certainly will rob whoever they can get away with, right? So, I mean, we come from Mark and I come from Florida, so we're familiar with the South. And the Bradenton Police Department was known for pulling people over of whoever and just stealing their cars from them. They would, if they had a bag of pot on them, they'd tell them, look, you either sign over the title to your car to us and you sign this release form, or we're going to charge you with a felony. And they would do that to anybody.
Well, I can tell you that, law enforcement is a form of power, and power can... if somebody who's a bigot, for instance, ends up in power, it can be a very bad thing. I did actually hear a law enforcement officer, the words out of his mouth during the Nicole Brown Simpson situation. We were was discussing it with some friends. He was standing nearby, inserted himself in the conversation, and said she deserved to die. She was effing an N-word.
Wow.
He was very specific as to why she deserved to die and claimed that she did.
This was a prison guard?
This is a prison guard, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Stephen, welcome to the show, man. I'm glad you called tonight to call us out on that, and thanks for the correction.
All right, thanks, man. I'm having fun listening.
Appreciate it. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. And we're there 7 nights a week at freetalklive.com, so thank you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But I wish it didn't have to be that way, right?
Like, I want to live in a post-racial society. Yeah. I don't think we do today.
And sadly not. Let's continue, though, with you and your thoughts. Next up, Brenda, listening in Indianapolis, the WIBC. Hey, Brenda.
Hey.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Okay. Well, I am hearing a lot of frustrated, proclaimed Christians calling in, and I have been there, and if I only went by what I saw on social media and on the news, I would lock myself in a closet and never want to come out.
So, because of fear? Because of all the fear?
Because of all the propaganda, and not to say that there isn't truth to some of it, but my sister is a missionary. My sister, brother-in-law, and nephew are missionaries in Macedonia and have been for a year. Also, my brother-in-law is a Slovak from Serbia, and they have been married for 15 years. So they have firsthand experience with what's going on in all the people coming from Macedonia. They went to the southern border with Greece and went to the Red Cross camp where they experienced a lot of refugees and no one tried to hurt them. But my point is that if we don't try to connect, I'm speaking to the Christians that are listening, if we don't try to connect through relationships, that the refugees are actually human beings, and we only go by the surface of what we see on social media and the news, we are not going to be light, the light of the world. And so if there are Christians that are listening that are caught up in the fear and you're angry and you're scared and you have all of these emotions going on, try to reach out to the Red Cross and get connected with people that are actually serving the refugees on the front line. That would be the point of my call, is that when we don't have relationships and we don't connect with these people that are actually hungry and starving and dying and need medical care, then we are useless as Christians.
That's a great point, Brenda. Thanks for calling and sharing that tonight. Look, as a former Christian, I am a panentheist these days, but you know, if you want someone to know what it's like to be a Christian and what it's like to, you know, what it means to be Christian, then you have to set that example for people, and that means loving people, right? Wasn't that what Jesus was talking about? These aren't your enemies. Muslims are not the enemies of Christians, and vice versa.
Well, I don't even want to talk to them as groups. These refugees are coming over, maybe Muslim. And
some are Christian.
The vast, 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 vast majority of them don't want to bother you at all. They just want a better life.
855-450-FREE. You can join us in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in here. Actually, you can't really at this point. If you're already on the lines, then we'll do our best to get you in with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Keenvention. If you missed it this year, there are videos online now. You can go to keenvention.info. Three of the videos. Now, there are going to be 14 videos in total, so there's still a few more to come out. But three of them are up. And today, or actually yesterday, I put up the Bitcoin panel, which may very well be the most popular panel that we end up having as far as all the videos are concerned, because we actually had Gavin Andreessen, who is the head programmer for Bitcoin, on this panel. So you want to see what Gavin Andreessen has to say about the state of Bitcoin, as well as some other awesome Bitcoin experts, then go to keenvention.info. You'll find that panel right there on the front page right now, the full 90 minutes. So if you didn't make it to Keenvention, you get to watch it all online. I put out one video every single week, as close to on schedule as I possibly can. It's been Fridays have been the days this time around. So go and grab up. The Cop Block panel is already on from a couple weeks ago. And let's see, what was the first one? The Political Action panel. So Political Action, Cop Block, and Bitcoin, all there. You can watch them all for free at keenvention.info. Or if you're already subscribed to the Free Keen YouTube channel, you're already seeing them. So let's go to continue with your calls and thoughts here. First up, we'll talk to Tim in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live, Tim, with Ian and Mark.
Well, how are you guys doing?
Hey, Tim, go ahead, sir.
Well, I just wanted to stick up for the woman a few calls back who was trying to make an argument that there is a difference between militant Islam and Christians. I think your arguments are off base. I think you guys need to rein in your rhetoric, your wording a little bit more, because
when did anyone here say, before you go on, when did anyone here say there wasn't a difference between militant Islams and Christians?
Well, by your own definition of what terrorism is, you contradict yourself because you're talking about a political component to their action. A man who is a Christian or self-proclaimed Christian who is abusing his wife and daughter and children is bringing terror in their life, but
he's
not comparable to a militant Islam who has networking and connections and access to weapons and monies and manpower and assets on a regional or local or even a global scale.
Okay, well, Tim, what do you think about the comparison?
Perversion of Islam.
What do you think about the comparison that Ian made to governments as we know them today, states, as the terminology I like to use? What do you think about his comparison between states and terrorists, saying that essentially all forms of all states that exist in the in the world right now are terrorist organizations also? What do you think about that?
Well, you can argue that about the human civilization as we know it. You're talking about people organizing themselves, assigning powers to persons, or these person coming to power through brute force, through tyranny. But at the end of the day, these states are going to wage war against one another. Proxy wars, real warfare.
They're also waging war against you and I. And civilization, in my opinion, doesn't have anything to do with terrorism. You know, you don't need to use threats of violence against people to have civilization. Most people are civilized because it benefits them. The terrorism is coming from the government.
But at the end of the day, acts of violence and war is common to civilization, though. Everything around
it's common to government.
Then why do we lay it at the feet of Muslims?
I'm not laying it at the feet of Muslims.
Lay it at the feet of Muslims? She said the acts of terrorists.
Islamist.
Okay, but
she wasn't saying that.
She wasn't using the term militant Islam.
She was indicting all Muslims.
She's saying, go Christians, boo Muslims. That's all I heard.
I didn't hear that. I heard a woman that was somewhat educated on the topic, but also somewhat uneducated. And I think you guys are somewhat educated and misguided on the same topic as well. You know, we're talking about people with different life experiences and different backgrounds and knowledge bases arguing over things that at the end of the day, they're not completely aware of what they're talking about. I've served overseas.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I've dealt with Muslims in Iraq. Great people. They welcome me in their homes.
Your attitude is completely different from that lady. And maybe you should go back to our archives tonight at freetalklive.com and listen back to what she said. But you are actually saying nice things about standard Muslims. She was just indicting the entire religion. Thanks for the call, Tim. I do appreciate hearing from you. In my opinion, you can't have...
Well, this, for me, isn't even about Muslims or Christians. I don't even care about that stuff. I care about suffering people finding relief in some way, shape, or form. I don't think taxpayers should have to pay for it, but... I should be able to bring a refugee family into my home if that's what I want to do. And people who are saying that I can't, really, they're infringing upon my freedom.
So, in my opinion, you can't have true civilization, if you have terrorism. If you have governments. Because governments, as we know them, are terroristic.
They're antisocial organizations.
The definition of civilization is an advanced state of human society. And to me, it's not advanced to use the threat of violence against people to get your way. If you want to get your way, then use persuasion. That's an advanced tactic. Violence is the most base of human behaviors. Let's go to John, listening in Indianapolis, WIBC. Hey, John.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, welcome.
Thank you. I just wanted to quickly address the lady had asked for some references in regards to Christians that are committing atrocities or have committed acts of terror. I guess Timothy McVeigh slipped her mind there.
Everybody wants you to go back to Timothy McVeigh. He's so far back that's a first loser. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, I guess you could look at all of Mexico, who the cartels are committing acts of terrorism every day, and most Mexican people identify as Catholics. So although they may be committing terror in the name of God, they do consider themselves men of God. And they are committing atrocities in Mexico, which is why they are coming over here to America as essentially refugees to get away from the violence there.
Yeah, and I consider their acts of terrorism as relevant to their religion as I consider the acts of terrorism relevant to, Muslims that are doing it. So, I agree.
And also, the last one I wanted to point out here, Joseph Kony in Uganda.
Yeah, that's true. He's a good example.
Well, but, I mean, anybody can pervert a religion. I think the idea, pretty much is to, if you follow religion the way it's supposed to be followed, none of this would be going on anyway.
I think you're absolutely right about that. Good call, John. Thanks for making it tonight. I do appreciate it. How about Barack Obama, George W. Bush?
Yeah, you go right for the jugular, don't you, man?
They're Christians, though, right? Don't they self-identify as Christians?
Yep.
All right, let's go to Bo in Tallahassee. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Bo.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey. How are you guys?
Good. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, man, as I sit here and listen to all these people, I kind of sit here and think that anyone that forces their will upon me by an act of force would be a terrorist of some sort, right?
That's correct.
Okay, well, what's to say that, have you ever heard the saying of hell, fire, and damnation?
I've heard
that
it.
That is your religion saying that you will burn in hell if you don't do what.
That's a great point. That's terroristic.
Yeah, I think it can be most detrimental to young people. When children are taught the concept of hell, which is, hell's never mentioned in the Bible, and many Christian sects don't agree with hell, don't agree that hell exists.
Well, I really didn't call for that. I called because I know that there was an agreement with Iran through our government to somehow give them nuclear power, because they really need it. I think that it's going to benefit their country, of course, but they're worried about them making bombs out of it. Well, all I can say is back in the day when I was just a child at the time, I remember Ronald Reagan putting up the threat of a Star Wars program to scare Russia into leaving the Cold War alone. Does that sound right to you?
That's true.
Well, let's just, the power of will is so strong in our world, in our society, that if enough people just will for it, I'm sure that there will be a saving grace in that somewhere with all the smart technology folks we have today.
In saving grace for what?
To save us from that nuclear bomb that they're making and going to send over here to us.
You're talking about the Iranians?
The IAEA has been checking them out for the last decade, and it's hard to know what's going on in Iran. There was this tunnel full of these missile trucks that was very disturbing recently that they found, but the organization, the International Atomic Energy Organization, has been checking all over there. How are we supposed to know what they're doing? I find it very confusing.
I mean, the biggest check is obviously the mutually assured destruction, because that's usually what keeps people from doing
that. I don't trust people that think they're going to go to heaven and get 70 virgins.
See you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Enjoy your weekend.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.